devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Matthew chapter 28, verses 6 to 7a. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead. Yes, Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. And that means that there's always hope. G.K. Chesterton in Signs of the Times wrote this: hope means hoping when things are hopeless, or it has no virtue at all. As long as matters are really hopeful, hope is mere flattery or platitude. It is only when everything is hopeless that hope begins to be a strength. And at the point when the disciples of Jesus realized that he had come back from the dead, that he'd risen victorious, that the new creation had started, the start of God making all things new, that this was happening first in Jesus, and that they could follow him, and he was alive forevermore. Then, at that point, they were at their lowest ebb. When he had died, they didn't expect what happened next. When he had died, all their hope had been leached away. It had drained out of them. They had nothing, and they feared that the Romans were after them too, and that the Jewish leaders were after them too, and that they were in deep trouble. There was no one from their own religion, from the authorities, that was going to help them. And then God gave them hope by raising Jesus from the dead. And that same hope is available to us, to all who believe in Jesus. Yes, he did it. This verse by Philip Brooks sums it up in poetic form by talking to, by addressing the grave of Jesus. It goes like this: tomb, thou shalt not hold him longer. Death is strong, but life is stronger. Stronger than the dark, the light. Stronger than the wrong, the right. Faith and hope triumphant say, Christ will rise on Easter Day. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.